If the shayish countertop has not been kosher with boiling water, what happens to the bottom surface of linoleum that has got wet over Pesach on this surface? Is there such a thing as not pouring the boiling water directly onto chametz surface? Someone said to me that the chametz transfers directly to the kli. If this is so, what happens to dishes used with this kettle on Pesach in previous years? Okay, I don't really understand the shayla. I think you're mixing up two things over here. If the shayish was not koshered, so it remains a chametz stick, you put a linoleum on, and it gets wet underneath. First of all, the wet underneath is not usually yatzel edispo, so that doesn't affect pretty much anything. And the fact that it's wet underneath is not really kavush, and doesn't take out the tam from the shayish, and therefore that's not really a problem. The linoleum still separates between the shayish and the kalim you put down on the linoleum. And pouring boiling water directly on the chametz surface is the way that you kosher it. And it does not affect the kli that you're pouring from. Right? Pouring boiling water onto a cold surface, especially where the cold surface is not a benyomo, which we kosher things only after 24 hours, does not affect the kli that you pour the boiling water from, and the kli remains kosher. The minig is not to kosher with a Pesach Dika kli without koshering the kli again, but in this situation, probably you don't have to kosher the kli again, and you could use that kli for Pesach if it was a Pesach Dika kli.